Good morning. We're continuing Chiddush Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lametes. We've introduced the Melacha of Soyser. So the Chayyarim points out that we have a general rule that Melachas, which are a Mekalkel, they're destructive. One is not Chayyim on Shabbos. One explanation is because that is an aspect of Melachas Machshavos. So for the Melachas to be Chayyim, they have to be something which is creative and positive. Something which is destructive is lacking the chashibas of a malacha. Soyser, something which is destructive, you're taking something, you're demolishing something, you're dismantling something, so that is destructive. So where the malacha, how can the malacha of soyser be chayiv? So the answer is, soyser is chayiv when it's amanas liv l'sake. Sometimes the kli is not put together properly, or a bias is not put together properly, or an aspect of the bias was done incorrectly, and one has to dismantle it, or take it apart, to be able to put it together again in a better fashion. So in that situation, it's not a destructive act, it's part of a constructive act of correcting the mistake, which requires that one first undo what is there, and then correct it. So, that example which we just gave, the item that you're taking apart is the item that you're going to be fixing. There is theoretically a situation where we could have an idea. Let's say you have an older kli. If you hold the binyans to apply to kelim with some limitations, or you have a building which you are demolishing, you are not going to be rebuilding it. You are just destroying it. You're going to be taking all of the materials and building something new elsewhere. So the act of dismantling is not destructive, because the final result will be that you're creating a new building elsewhere. But in regards to this building itself, it was destroyed and it remains destroyed. So do we look at this action as being a destructive action because we're destroying the building which is here? Even though there's a benefit elsewhere, but we look at that as being secondary. Or do we say the opposite? The person is taking apart the building because he's going to be able to then use these materials to build elsewhere in a positive way. And that's very important. That's a valid, positive reason, even though this building will end up being damaged in some way or dismantled. So there is an opinion in the Gemara. The person needs someone else leading this b'mkaimai. For the malacha of soyser to be chayiv, but he has to be able to, he's planning to rebuild it in the same place. So the first example that we gave was a person is taking it apart to be able to correct it and rebuild it here in the same place in a better fashion. And this is not what we're giving right now. He's not doing that. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin that soyser amanas livnos can be chayiv, even if it's not amanas livnos pimkaimai. So as an interesting aside, the more I ask a fascinating question on Rabbi Yossi, because if the source of the Malacha of Bein and Soyser is from the Mishkan, so steer in the Mishkan was when the Mishkan was dissembled to transport it to a new place. So the primary source of the Malacha of Soyser indicates it does not need to be rebuilt in the same place. They were taking apart the Mishkan to move the pieces elsewhere and create a new building elsewhere. Meanwhile, the first place is left without a building. So the first place, it was a destructive act. Place X in the Masos. Chatzeris says, I'm left with no Mishkan. So it's a destructive act as far as Chatzeris is concerned. In regards to the next place that they went to, they said, well, we're so happy we have a Mishkan now for a little bit of time. So the more asked the question, the more says, Kibin Aksiv al Piyasham Yisoba Piyasham Yachadu, Kamanas Limnus Bim Karmadami. Since Klai Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, the main point was not the specific place. The main point was the travel being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in that situation, wherever they put together and took apart, it was considered like the same place. So, and a beautiful thought, which is semi-Musar and semi-Halacha, Rechem Shalevitz explained this with a mashal in his Sefer Sichus Musar, that if a child gets onto a mother gets onto a bus in Tel Aviv, with her child, and she puts the child in her lap. Then the bus travels from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim with the child in her lap. And she gets to Yerushalayim, and the child's in her lap. So you ask, where is the child? Well, one answer would be that originally the child was in Tel Aviv, and now the child is in Yerushalayim. But a second answer is the child's in its mother's lap. And that remained constant throughout the trip. So he says that Klai Yisrael was so ensconced in Kadosh Baruch Hu's lap, as it were, the physical place that they were in was not the primary definition of where they were. The primary definition was that they were in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which remained constant throughout their travels. So that is not recreated in any other scenario. So according to Biyosi, you need Amanas Libdas Bim Kamai. The Chachamim do not require such a condition. Have a good day.